What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Shuraim.
I'm Wise.
I'm Sabrina.
And today is part two of Girl Drama. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Ding, dong, dong.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
Once again, welcome to the podcast in the world. Now is part two. So the girl...
Reply.
Which girl B replied with another TikTok.
Dang, dang, dang. Quick question. Do you guys think X or TikTok is more toxic?
Toxic tak sangat lah. X lah. X will always be toxic.
X lah.
TikTok also quite bad, you know.
TikTok, right? The toxic is like how you perceive it.
Yeah.
There's no like upfront hate on TikTok sangat.
Ada, ada.
The lives are. The gaduh-gaduh.
Live, the gaduh-gaduh. The comments kadang-kadang kelakar nak mampus.
Yes.
There was this one ad.
Oh, yeah, like the comments lah.
The comments of this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'm
the way they kecam people.
Actually, maybe, we used to
I'm
it.
I'm used to it. So, like, I've kelakar, like, whatever it is. This is a TikTok comment to me.
Mm. Yeah. The TikTok comments are quite bad.
The kecam is gila, jadu.
Pasal anonymous, X tak anonymous sangat, is it?
Tak sangat lah.
X tak normal langsung.
So ada macam they think about their head.
Yeah, you have to verify what right now.
Verify lah. You just create account sama. Like, kena letak nama. No, like there's no user 6244394.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I feel like TikTok is getting more and more toxic. But it's I think people just used to it.
What are you talking about?
That's the reason why I'm not on TikTok, because of how toxic it is. I see how Fatin, even my wife participates in the hate. She doesn't comment, but she watches. You know, the watchers are the worst, and she will like. She will like the comment.
She likes the comment. Yeah, oh my like god!
If it's funny, if it's fucking funny, and to the borderline rude, kelakar.
Fatin is an interesting character.
Yeah, she's a watcher.
She doesn't seem like she likes drama, but she loves it.
She loves drama, bro.
Last time tak maki tadi.
Why?
Shuran texted me. So basically, Shuran was driving. Mm. Then he asked his wife to tell me that they're reaching. Then she spelled my name WAIS.
You monkey Fatin.
Almost.
Then why just reply WAIS?
Why is anak siapa babi? I wanted to say that would be my reply. Why is anak siapa?
I just don't know. Yeah, why is very sensitive.
Yeah, but after a while I got used to it. But I do not expect it from Shuraim.
Yeah. So like at that point you already know that it's not me.
But if it is, then it would be weird.
But you know, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I wouldn't even say like your name. I would just be like, hey, hi, hey.
Okay.
Yeah. Even when texting inside the group, also you guys could tell it wasn't me, ma. Or when I texted you, something.
Like you called me.
Yeah. When I called you, like
yeah, I could tell it wasn't you.
Yeah. What the fuck?
No, I didn't see the group text on it.
You would know if there's someone's tone or not.
If you're close enough.
Oh shit!
Why?
My coffee.
It spilled.
My, you didn't spill, though.
Just spin it.
he didn't spill, though.
A little bit. Hold on. Okay, your talk first.
Okay. My part two, which is girl drama. This girl B replied to all of the allegations that girl A had.
Hello.
Posted.
Why you say allegation?
That's okay. Sorry.
Suggestive.
Accusations.
No.
Okay.
Facts.
Comments.
Comments.
Comments. From her side of this of the story, she's going to share and explain herself.
Mm. All right. So
girl B just problematic. Let me just put it out there. Like.
I think girl A also has a part to play, bro.
Of course, but girl B just
defensive.
Defensive problem.
What is defensive?
Explain.
She sounds like a defensive boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess, man.
Right. Okay. So like what you said just now. You said if it was you explaining, you would sound like Girl B.
Oh.
So, I only wrote 3 points here. Mm. But let me just explain. Let me just explain her video first. Mm. So, she started off by explaining that...
I don't know whether you saw and seen the video, but there's some things about me.
Yeah. She opened it up like that. And then she gave a bit more context to the whole thing. Yep. So from the first video, she said that, oh, they were just dating at this point, and that, but everyone knew that they liked each other. Mm. But in reality, the three of them met at the same time on the same night in the club.
And to add to the fact, Girl B was one that wingman Girl A.
Yes.
Yeah. So, they were not dating, but everyone knew they liked each other. Because that one usually would mean that you guys have been seen together for at least a month lah.
Yeah.
You know, but then still like, oh, we're still just friends, we're nothing, that kind. Mm. But this one is that night itself.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, obviously people would think that, people would just know that you find him attractive.
Yeah.
But whether the guy finds you attractive back or not, you don't know.
It's a different thing, whether it's reciprocated or not. Yeah.
They met at the club, all of them at the same time. Yep. Girl A said the boy was cute. Girl B acted as a wingman and said, hey, she's cute. You guys should,
she
thinks you're cute. You guys should chat it up.
And they did.
They got along, all three of them. And after he invited them to the apartment.
Mm.
His apartment. So then that's where they hung out a little bit more.
Yes.
And then where Girl B got cold and then borrowed his hoodie.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. So then she went to explain that she is notorious. So frustrating. The thing is, she really sounds defensive. Sorry, personal opinion.
At the end.
She's notorious for not returning
hoodies. Specifically.
Hoodies.
So.
Typical perempuan like this is a tactic, bro.
Yeah. Mm. It's like, oh, but if you lend me, I not promise I give you back one, huh?
What? Asal perempuan di Cina,
sial. So sorry. So then after that, it's just that, okay, then she went to further on. Let me talk in my normal voice, okay?
Yep.
She continued by saying that, one, she's notorious for not giving hoodies back.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, she just accidentally took longer to give this back.
Because his hoodie was extra cute.
It's a cute hoodie.
It's so cute. I like it. So I don't want to give back yet.
I can hear the geram in Sub's voice.
So then after that, she to her, justified.
Yeah, man.
Take photo, post Instagram.
Yeah, because it's cute.
She never explained that part though.
She did.
She did, man?
No, she didn't.
She didn't.
She just said that it's so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
Yep. So then after that, so that's one.
Yep.
And then she explained the close friends. She said that close friends don't mean a thing to her.
Which I understand.
Sure.
But personal opinions at the end.
Yep. So she adds apparently everyone.
Who she feels close to.
Who she feels that they can vibe. Yeah. So as long as I meet you one time and I feel like I can vibe with you, I'm comfortable with you, on to my close friends you are.
Then okay.
So she added everyone to her close friends that night, she said. Okay. What I feel is that...
At the end.
So that's 2 points already.
Next thing, the sandwich.
The sandwich? Was because okay, another thing, another context, gratitude.
How do you spell reciprocated? Let me try. RECIPROCRATED.
Reciprocated.
There's no R.
So
there was a 4 out of 10 joke as well.
So she added a bit more context then. To say that they were roommates.
Yes.
So Girl A and Girl B are roommates.
That's very important context.
It's a big thing. Yeah. So every time Girl A hung out, every time the boy hung out with Girl A,
Girl B
has to be there because that's where she stays.
Yeah.
Okay, so, generally, you spend more time with people, you get closer to them.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So, about the sandwich,
Yep.
The guy came over
to
hang out with Girl A.
Yep.
And then Girl B said she wants her TV mounted.
Yes.
I think it was probably like a passing comment, like, wow, I really want to mount that TV, but I haven't had the time.
Mm.
So boy, being a man and wanting to just...
And because of traditional gender roles.
Yeah, and like, I'll mount that fucking TV for you, mate.
Yeah, man, I'm going to show you. I can screw it in, man.
So then after he went to mount the TV for her.
Yeah.
And she was so grateful. She really wanted to express her gratitude.
Instead of just saying thank you.
Yeah, which is,
she bent over.
Thank God,
now
she didn't
that was a 4 of 10 joke.
But what she did was, on the way home from work, there was a bakery nearby. Yes.
Right beside her workplace.
Yes. So she's like, oh, I remember saying that this guy likes this sandwich. So I'm going to get it to him and then put it in my fridge so it doesn't spoil.
Mm.
So this completely eradicates Girl A's point, because Girl A said that she made the sandwich, which is wrong. But then this one, she bought it, she put it in the fridge, and then she texted the guy, come pick it up before you go to work. Okay, and then Girl A also mentioned that, oh, she volunteered to wake up earlier to hand the sandwich to him. So all that was apparently like a lie, like, if we follow these two. So then she said that she put it in the fridge so it doesn't spoil when she gets it to him. And then after that, when she wanted to hand over the sandwich to the guy, he came over with Girl A, and then she passed the sandwich to Girl A to pass it to the guy, which is a very good move.
Yep.
To me, that's respectable. Mm-hmm. If you passed it straight to him, that's wrong. But this one is like, nah, you give this to Marcus.
Yeah. As a thank you for mounting my TV.
Yeah. She really wanted to express her gratitude there, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yep. So that's all. That's the whole video. And then she just said that the last thing, I guess, to top it all off is that they were a trio, the three of them. So Girl A, Girl B, and there's a Girl C. And then Girl A removed herself from... No, Girl A and Girl C removed Girl B. So she got executed out of the trio.
And then she says that, I'm so happy you guys are not longer in my life.
Really?
They had that, right?
I think at the end, but I skipped it out of that part. But yeah, so she said she felt villainized.
Villainized,
yeah.
So...
So that's the whole thing.
I do not feel that the guy is at fault at all.
I mean, we don't know. We haven't heard from him.
Okay, this one, if we're not there, we don't know.
Yep.
Because, like Shu said, sometimes the girl layankan. Sometimes the guy also layankan.
True.
Yeah, so we don't know.
Guys never do that type of stuff.
No, guys, sometimes layankan, bro. Yeah. Unintentionally, sometimes.
Majority of the times I feel is unintentional.
The sandwich. Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, it's like, thank you. It's my favorite. Hey, how you know that I like this one?
Yeah, it's just like...
You told me what that time. Hey, bro, thanks, man. I love this so much.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm like, hey, just take it and eat it, man. But to you, you're like...
Or like, if the whole hoodie thing, like... I have a lot of hoodies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't find... Unless it's my favorite one, then I'm like, okay. But like, if
it's just a random one.
It's a
at
jacket
home.
Like, oh yeah, my jacket's still with you, right? Hey, when are you going to give it back? It would just be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like, oh, when are you going to give it back to me? No, I only have one jacket, kind of shit.
Yeah. Mm. So I don't think the guy is to be blamed too much, because the TV mounting thing, I guess it's just natural in a guy's nature to do all the
handy work.
The tough work, the handy, heavier work. So to him, it's just like, I'm the holy man here.
Okay, lor.
I have to do it. It's my duty as a man. So, yeah.
I would help.
And plus, he probably thinks like, oh, this is Girl A's house as well. Sure, I want her to feel better.
Because sometimes I feel like guys would try to do this with the girls, especially if he's a best friend, right? I would try to help.
Get on the best friend's side because
it's your friend, mine's your best friend. So like, I need to be friendly to this girl anyways to like, show you that I can be friends with your friends.
Yeah, it's like that song.
If you want to be my lover,
you gotta get with my friends.
Friendship never ends.
Yeah. You wanna?
Yeah.
That one.
So I think maybe the guy had good intentions of wanting to get close to the best friend because.
But the girl starts gila, though.
Honestly, though, if you listen to just Girl B's situation, if you are only friends with Girl B, can be justified. Everything you do can be justified. Giving a gratitude sandwich.
Sure.
Giving a... taking his hoodie.
The hoodie thing. Like,
The hoodie thing a bit hard to justify.
The hoodie cannot.
Unless the guy said something like, when she... Because she brought it home, right? Maybe the guy said like, I keep it first. I don't use it.
Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then looking for a house. All that. Stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why are you both so stressed?
Cannot get house, lah, sir.
Cannot get house, up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy,
yeah? Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 88-77-50-50.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
Oh, you see the thing is, they live in the same house though.
Oh, yeah, lor.
Why you cannot just give the girlfriend back?
Right, Ina, your boyfriend hoodie.
Yeah.
True.
Sus.
Wow, I like your brain. You're starting to think like a girl.
How about too much? Just grab parcel or whatever, it's too much.
Yeah. So the hoodie thing hard to justify. But as a guy, also confirm he's like, oh, you said my hoodie. Why do I even sound like that? But yeah.
No, but probably. The guy probably said, like, no, I got so many. You just keep first. But yeah, good point.
You wear, you post. It's too much. Why you post?
The close friends thing honestly can fight. Like if she legit adds like everyone in that night, nothing special lah that he's there.
Yeah. Close friends, I think is sure. Because I think a lot of people use close friends for everything.
Yeah.
But if the guy starts liking and commenting on the close friends specific stuff.
Yeah, that one we don't know. This new Instagram can like your story thing, is sus, man.
Really, man?
Sus, man. Cause
man.
Yeah, there's people's boyfriends liking pictures, my selfie stories on Instagram. Don't do that shit. For what?
Damn.
But like if they like the photo, macam
no, got evidence.
Kalau post,
so they don't do that anymore. So now they just like the story.
Oh, story no tak ada evidence.
No evidence, It goes away.
Kalau post boleh like juga apa?
A lot of people say for what lah. Just look through, just look lah. Then for what you want to like it.
Pada aku like, if I'm following you and I like your photo, that's fine mah.
Unless you really are the kind that just scroll.
But now like if Instagram story, liking,
I like to react to Instagram stories.
Liking macam specific OOTDs kind of things, they are too much lah. I feel because of this whole macam if you like me, so you want my attention kind of things.
Mm.
So but activity and locations, that one I don't mind. Mm. That one if I like it, I will still like. But if like selfie, you like. Because there's this thing going on, so like you cannot do that. Okay, lor.
Rules of engagement.
It's just new rules of social media, I guess. Mm. Of like girlfriend partner social media, things. Partner
who
things.
Created these rules?
It's a society.
Oh, damn. Mm.
So yeah, I think girl B, okay, whatever that girl B did, to me, sure, can be habitual. Like you are just nice, you just want to give the sandwich. You just, like she said, notorious for not giving my hoodies.
Mm. Tapi kau bodoh lah.
Maybe it's
whatever
true.
Whatever you do is, okay, sure, but it's wrong.
It's not wrong if you
it's
do it
suspicious.
One time. But I think why the reason why girl A decided to, okay, I think I'm
a year later off. Though, that's context, a year later.
Oh yeah, this whole thing happened a year ago.
Mm.
And then the girl just started to nian. That one I think is just drama lah. She just want to talk about something.
Mm.
But
pendam dalam.
I think girl B has probably done it a couple times.
To the point that girl A pun macam, I got enough of your shit.
Yeah.
Stop.
First few times, honestly, I also would want my best friend to like my boyfriend.
Okay.
So if I see my best friend macam tengah macam, I want to get him a sandwich like so sweet what he did. I'll be like, so nice. Oh, meaning you like him. Oh, I'm so happy. But if you do that all the time and too many times, I'm like, okay, girl, like you're not this nice. Come on,
girl,
man.
Girl. Why is go say what?
No, man.
Girl.
Just relax, man. Just don't talk to any girls at all if you're attached.
Yeah.
No, we don't want you to do that. That's too much.
That's what girls always say, bro. They don't want us to do that, but technically they want.
But it's easier to do that though.
Girls are not that complicated.
I really feel so, sir.
It's just easier to do that though. Serious.
Kan?
At this point, macam, fuck it, bro.
No, you guys just must like understand what irks us. It's not everything. Because if you intentionally don't talk to any girls, then
the reason
like
must be strong, bro, to talk to another girl.
No.
Work is one.
No, it's not that.
Like, that tak best, oh. That tak boleh kawan.
No,
you see, if like I'm a friend, like, I want to talk to the person. Mm. I want to, if I'm really a friend, I want to talk to the person. I want to if got funny videos or what, I want to take the person around and share the videos. And then like, kau tahu aku suka kiss the shoulder kind of shit. Like
that's weird, bro.
Weird lah.
No, he like kiss his friend's shoulders. The guys.
Guys.
Macam aku suka macam like
he hug then he mwah. Right, guys.
Like that type of stuff. Like aku suka macam like friendly punches, that things. Mm. That's what I like to do with friends.
Mm. Girl or guy?
guys lah.
Guys, okay. Mm.
But any of that thing, if you do with a girl, if you're attached, it's too much.
Yeah. Of course.
Then Marshall don't have girlfriends.
No, who asked you to kiss your girlfriend's shoulder?
No, fine, fuck. Okay, don't kiss your shoulder. But okay, if you send videos that you feel like, I want to show you this video. So
I understand.
Aku send kau.
Yeah, it's like.
Why do you have an internal joke with this girl? Malas.
Because I've known her for years. Of course, we got inside jokes.
Malas.
Yeah. But I get it. It's a bit annoying.
Semua tak leh. Let lah.
Let lah, boy. Huh?
Semua tak leh. Makan tak leh. Ni tak leh. Yeah.
Honestly, it's the same for guys, apa? It's the same for guys. If I send my friends videos.
That's why I don't have anymore.
Or if I go one-on-one lunch with my friend because it's like break and then only both of us available. Korang also might think about it.
Oh, that's fine.
No, you might think
about it. Colleagues, okay.
It really depends. If the colleague is handsome, then you'll be like, what must makan with him?
Not really. Ada vibe, aduh.
Ada vibe, aduh. That's vibe. Like, tapi korangnya vibe is like strong for many people.
Tak sangat lah.
Not like many. But then there are for some people, you'll be like, you don't trust this guy. Mm. But for what reason? Why? Why you don't trust the guy? Because he's...
The vibe ah.
What? See, korang pun ada this vibe, unexplainable vibe thing tau.
Pastu girl semua lain. Semua okay.
Tak, I tak cakap semua okay.
Girls pun problematic. Sikit-sikit tak boleh.
Lelaki pun. Korang... Is this girl and guys are the same. Whatever you wouldn't like us doing, don't do the same thing.
But you're just a friend.
Same. Lelaki pun gitu. Trust me. We are the same creatures.
Yeah.
Trust and belief. I mean, agree? Do we agree on that?
Yeah.
Hence, I only have, I think what will end up with me, right, is that my only friend will be Shurem. Like, it was just good. After years and years, it's just Shurem.
The only girlfriend I have now that is okay, my marriage is up, and Nadira. But tu pun kirakan like, kawan gila lama, siadu.
Honestly, I also only got 2 guy friends now. It's just Zaki and Shahul, and then the 2 of you lah.
Damn. We have second to do.
Yeah, that's why.
When's the last time you saw Zaki and Shahul?
A while.
Yeah. You see us every fucking week.
I only got 2 guy friends now. Okay. Shu and Wise. Oh, yeah. And then Zaki and Shahul lah.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. I don't know that. So
Zul's okay with us, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Because both of us are attached. I'm married, I have a child. Wise is going to get married.
You guys are like my brothers.
Yeah.
Y'all are not friends. You're family.
Yeah, family friends.
Yes, pretty much.
You all know my father.
You can sign my child if got
parent. I can pick up your child from school.
You can sign guardian. You can forge your signature for you.
Sure. Yeah, my son will call your parents nenek and datuk.
Atuk. So formal. But yeah, so girl B, I think she's done this one too many times.
Yeah, maybe that's why lah.
Yeah,
I think girl B no friends.
Damn.
I think girl B no girlfriends.
Problem.
But girl A did say something.
It's always like that. Girls with no like girlfriends are notorious for being like that.
Bodo.
Not bodo lah. Just macam sus.
No, but there's a lot of difference though. Because this is another topic, I feel. Because it's like there are the, you know, the girls and the boys girl and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the girl is one who is surrounded by girlfriends. Kawan dorang semua perempuan. There's no one guy friend. Okay, and they are very macam, the stereotypical one is always complimenting the other girls, always saying
slay,
and then like, hey, your skin is so nice. What are you wearing? Hey, I love your makeup today. Is that kind of stuff, okay? Or oh my god, girl, yeah, leave him. He's so toxic for you. That kind of stuff. So that one is like 100% girls girl.
Yeah,
boys girl usually is the slightly more rugged, slightly more can get along with tomboyish boys. But
no, it's
actually,
not tomboyish.
It's not tomboyish though. It's just macam like it chill, like it relax, that kind, you know.
They do on the floor.
Can do on the floor. Mm. Girl usually a bit more high maintenance. That's also how it
more
seems like.
More girly
girl. Yeah. More proper. Tapi, the biggest misconception I feel is that actually boys girl, it's not that they can get along better with boys than girls. It's they can get along with everyone. It's just that they don't have a preference for girlfriends.
Right.
They don't have a preference for gender for friends.
Girls have
a preference. So the ones yang boys girl betul-betul only kawan dengan lelaki, that is not a boys girl. That is a pick me girl. An attention seeker. The other term that they recently have is a green tea girl. But I don't know what's that. Mat Migos talked about it that time. Green tea girl. I forgot what's that. But
hard to find the line though. How do you tell?
Girls can tell. Guys cannot tell. Guys will just say, oh, the girl's so cool. Like, hey, they chill. They're cool.
Jadi Nadira is a girl's is a boy girl's boy.
She's a
boy's girl.
She's a boy's girl.
Boy's girl, yeah.
I think me and Nadira quite similar. It's like it's not boy's girl.
I know
it's
who's
just
a, I know
she's
who's
just a
girl.
Girl. Who?
Kau nak name drop sekarang. Gila
sial. Mika, siapa?
We all know this girl lah. Yalah. Just that's just a comment lah.
Kasih example sikit. I like. Siapa? Okay, something she lah. Did that.
She was in SP. Huh? Your friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I think I
yang
know
at the start of the podcast, before the recording that the one that she was talking about, right? Yeah.
She.
Yeah.
The one she pretend like she can get along before the recording.
I don't know that well.
She's not from SP lah.
She's not from SP. Yeah. Then it's not that girl lah. Then which one?
Is you're talking about?
No.
Sandwich.
Yes. She has a preference for having friends with guys that kind. Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like, how to say? If you are someone who call yourself like, oh, I get along better with guys. Mm. That one is pick me girl. Really.
Oh, pick me girl lah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I got a lot of guy friends. I don't have girlfriends. Yep. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's just generally you got a bit more guy friends than girlfriends, or it's about the same, then you're just about a girl lah. Mm.
Yeah. You're just a very social girl lah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then some people just get jealous because of things like, let's say I'm friends with you, Shrem. And then got this girl that likes you, and now that we get along very well. And then she gets jealous that how come I am so close to her crush. This is secondary school time. Then after that, she start to think macam, oh, perempuan ni selalu lelaki. Pick me girl lah dia. But actually, no. I'll talk to you the same way I talk to Shrem, you know?
Yeah, actually, I see the line lah. It's like whether you, it's not about having a preference to having guy friends. It's about being able to get along with guys as well as getting along with girls. Yeah, I get it.
Some girls are just a bit more shy around guys.
Some girls
just don't have that shyness lah. Yeah. To them, everyone's the same.
I can tell when I'm having a conversation with a girl and a boy girl.
Girls are very sweet, very nice though.
I feel very uncomfortable if I'm talking to a girl girl. I feel like they feel uncomfortable also.
Yeah. Guys will have that feeling. Mm-hmm. But they are very dainty, very sweet, very polite.
Like
very
they don't know
what
they can say around me.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Guys, the pick me girls also very obvious. They want to give off that more masculine energy, and it's obvious though.
Aku tak pernah ada. I've never spoken to that girl lah.
She will seem like a girl's girl to you. Okay. I think pick me girls, they treat guys like a girl would, like a girl's girl would treat a girl, macam very manja. You know, they like still very manja. Because girls and girls are very manja. Girls very manja. But then, I feel like a pick me would be the same type of manja towards the guy a bit. Macam. But also, very bro also. I don't know. It's quite hard to tell the line. This is the vibe that we are talking about. The vibes that you guys have against other guys is the same vibe that we get as a girl.
Is there like a version of this boy-girl?
For guys.
For guys.
Because it's gay.
I wanted to say that, but I was like, I was holding myself.
Kalau kau tak ada kawan lelaki, semua kau perempuan, kau just gay.
I was holding myself back, bro.
Oh, kau just pundan lah.
Whoa, you can't say that word in 2023, man. Fuck,
no, that's just soft. It just means soft.
No,
right?
Soft. Then, okay. Soft.
Are you sure you want to continue?
Majority of the soft guys I know in secondary school are girls.
No, normally soft, then you pondan. Hey, sorry.
Whoa. What's going on?
Soft, then you bahan. Soft-ish, then you bahan.
Generally lah, it's kind of like that lah.
Yeah, bahan then after that, but then if you can get along with the guys, okay. Then. No,
there are some soft guys that can get along with the guys also.
No, there's no like I don't know. I don't have a guy friend. But I do not know of a guy that all his friends girls.
No, I don't know anybody.
But I know of guys who got a lot of girlfriends. A lot of girlfriends. Tapi is F boy this guy.
Oh shit.
You know, is that kind yang got girls at their disposal lah. Like obviously all these girls, most of the time they are all pretty. And then
will they hang out one by one or as a group?
They could also.
One by one ke as a group?
As one by one,
I can see that happening. But as a group,
ada. It's like probably the girl punya kawan-kawan semua jadi kawan, then after all become friends together.
He would just look gay.
Have a. It's very clubbing culture. Clubbing culture kind of.
I don't know anybody.
Actually, clubbing culture. My ex banyak kawan perempuan, right? Oh, but
he got bros. He got bros also.
Yeah, but he also got a lot of girlfriends. Yeah. I feel like at one point of time, he got more girlfriends and then two bros. It's just Q and then you.
Mm.
And then, that's it. Got one point of time, he only got two guy friends. Habis kawan perempuan banyak gila.
Oh, ya ke? Dia ada banyak kawan perempuan ke?
Banyak tak tahu. And semua best friend were like. Eh. Later I say some names you go for kenal. Yeah. But I think that's all for this podcast.
I don't know anybody like that.
I don't know what to say actually. I feel like those kind of guys, they're not really friends. They are more just need to fuck.
Most of the time the girls are also attractive.
Yeah,
most
like, I feel like
it's
just
they
need to fuck.
But I have one person in mind. I don't understand him. But I have one person in mind.
Ada.
Kita kenal lah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
High profile.
High
profile in the last 2 years, 3 years.
High
again lah. You were high profile in the last 4 years lah.
Melayu.
High again last
Melayu
4 years.
Melayu.
Oh, okay.
I think I might know who you're talking about. But later we can confirm.
Lose weight recently.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then okay lah. Then I can see that happening. Okay.
No, but he's in media. That's true. Different.
He's an exception, no?
He's in media. He's all of those are colleagues, eh? All are business friends.
Tapi kawan dapat juga, weh. Still hang out.
That's what we see.
It's like us, what? I would hang out with you guys after work, so. No lah, but I would, what?
Tak ada pun. Aku tak pernah kawan dapat after work, sah. Tak pernah. Done. Then after that, start mana?
I'm attached. I rather spend time with my boyfriend than with you guys. What?
Working hours, yeah.
Working hours.
That's true.
Balik pun. Bye bye. We'll talk to you guys next episode. Bye. Dah habis.
Dah
belum ah? Dah.
Ada apa lagi?
Dah cukup ah.
Dah okay. Bye. If you haven't followed us on any of our social medias, it's at randomly_relatable_sg. We record still every week. Do not miss out an episode. We have 2 parts, so this was part 2. Or you can go back to listen to part 1 if you missed it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys on this episode. Bye.
Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to into stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house. Buy your first house. Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win lah.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it, hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case,
8775050.
8877 5050.
Yes. So, like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy. Just ask him. For example, like simple questions also. How to apply for BTO?
Simple questions: how to apply for BTO? How much is the down payment lah? What is the grants lah?
What do you mean by minimal cash lah?
What to look for when you're looking for a house lah?
I bet all of these questions. I think
do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk lah.
If my nenek.
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well.
Yes.
So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye.